Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. The show is designed to give you solutions to your day-to-day management and leadership problems. It's hosted by Matthew Haddock, a frontline manager and leader with over 25 years of experience. If you're ready, then let's get on with the show.
Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. This week's show, I'm going to look at the idea of leadership with purpose and how you can set your why for your team. Okay, without any more delay, let's get on with this week's show. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hope you are doing well. Hope you're delivering results through the people around you. And I'm hoping that you are fulfilled in your life and in your work, because that's what it's all about, being fulfilled and enjoying yourself. So, this week's show, what do I explore in this week's show? Well, firstly, I want to look at the main areas that leaders should focus on. What really does drive their business? What does it really boil down to be a successful leader in the new modern world we're living in? And there's so many rabbit holes you can go down there, isn't there? So many different views about what leaders should do and what leadership is. Now, most of you, if you've listened for a while, you'll know about my big five when it comes to practical management. That is day-to-day people leading, results through others. That's what management's about. And of course, those things are the one-to-one, the feedback, delegation, coaching, and empowering your teams. That's management. So what is the leaderships? What are the differences? Are there differences? Well, yes, I think there is some, and no, there isn't. Leading people needs the same kind of skills. People work for people. But leadership has a different hat to carry as well. Leadership, as in its pure form, is around a different role to just being a manager. And there's nothing wrong with being a manager. I'm a manager. Always have been a manager. I think there's things that we can focus on, and I want to explore in this cast around the different areas of leadership. Firstly, what do the big five of leadership? If we talked about the big five of management, what in my mind the big five of leadership, and what will I explore in these few casts? Well, one, the first one in the big five, is to set the purpose and the why, and that's what the rest of this show is going to be around. The second one is around setting directions and having standards. Third is setting goals with a plan that involves people. Then the fourth one, monitoring results and getting those processes right to get those results. And the last one is going to be holding people to account and celebrating results. And of course, if you want, just throw a bonus one in to make it six, dealing with problems. And of course, throughout all those, is going to be around your job being accountable and the person who is ultimately accountable. So let's start this show with the idea of purpose. What does that mean to the general person on the street? What does that mean to the general people working? And I'm trying to come at this from an angle of a general populace. So maybe not your exec type, not your high flyers, not your people who have climb the ladder, not your corporate types, but the general people who are doing the work day in, day out, whoever they may be, whoever you picture in your mind those people to be. And you've got to think to yourself, when we look at how we as leaders work and how we lead people, we use a couple of things, don't we? We use this manipulative type, which isn't always a bad thing. Things like incentives or punishment. Those are the two main things that people are always there. It's, you know, that's been around for a lot of years. You get a certain wage to come to a business. If you do something wrong, there's a process to follow. And it's not bad. It's just the way that leadership is. But what's that in regard to inspiring? Do you inspire people by how big the incentive is or how much punishment you get? Do your teams know the purpose of the business, purpose of their jobs? Do people actually know the why of the organisation? And do they really care? Which again is another point to think about. Do people really care? Or do they just come for the wage? When you hear those stories, and you'll have known these, they talk about JFK going to see NASA, don't they? And they've got to say that he went and saw a person who was cleaning the lobby. And they said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm here to put a man on the moon. the one about the cathedral, that someone sees the masonry person building the cathedral, and he says, "I'm building the house of God." And those are great stories to tell, and I think they've got meaning to them. If they happened or not, we don't really know. But do people really think that way? If you ask anyone why you're here, ask it. Next time you get a chance, ask anyone. They'll probably go straight to what they do. I fix a machine. I clean the floors. I fill the shelves. I answer the phones. I type the letters. And I guess the question is, why do people only think about what they do, not why they do it? Because that's what we ask, isn't it? We ask, what do you do? Maybe we should ask a better question. Why do you do it? Now, of course, people may answer to that, I need the pay, I need the work, I like the hours, I like where the place is. Maybe that's not the why. The why is a company's existence. And forget about the profit. Start thinking deeper. But it's also about what that person does. What makes him the why or her the why? How does your team really know the purpose? Can we reframe it and make it come to life as a leader? Making sure it's a cornerstone of what we speak about. The purpose. Do we achieve the purpose today? Does anyone ever say that? We talk about the what's and the how's and getting the results. But do we ever really talk about it? Do we talk about it maybe a little bit at the induction? Maybe we talk about the purpose and the way the business was set up. The history definitely gets talked about. But does it really fit to the purpose now of what we do? Should we have it in our daily meetings? Are we hitting the purpose? Not just the metrics. I know the metrics should support it. But are they? Do they really do it? If you make a product, what does it do for the people or for society? Tell people how their daily purpose affects the customers would be a much better way of setting them into the whys of what they're doing it. And don't you think people would make better decisions if they had that why in their mind? Let's think of a real basic example of the safety of a product. Say you're making something that goes into a consumer. If the people really understand why it's there, why it is really the purpose of that business to do that product, to make that product, if it's food, for instance, or if it's something for a child, wouldn't they be much more engaged if they know that purpose and they feel that they're not just pressing a button or putting something in a box or sweeping the floor? They've actually got a link to the purpose. And we don't do that. We don't do that at all. Because remember, we want to inspire others to understand their purpose in the company, to get tied into what they do. Yeah, if you take the work, start with why, Simon Sinek, he talks around the why being the thing that drives on top of everything, not the what's, not the how's, but the why's of what you do. Inspiring action of the great leader is around making sure people understand that why, the mission, the purpose. And of course, finding the why of the business is your job as a leader. And then you've got to translate it into language that the people around you understand. And that's what we don't do well. We don't talk about a why or a purpose very much because we jump straight into that what and how. What do? We make meals or we make this. How do we do it? Well, we use this machine. We don't talk about the why. If you talk about meals, you might be feeding a family. You might be celebrating a occasion, a birthday. Those are the things that he was speaking around when he talks about this purpose. And when people understand the purpose, they're much more likely to invest in the business and become much more committed than just back to those things of, what are you doing it for? I'm doing it for a wage. I'm doing it because it's near home. I'm doing it because I like the mates' work there. If they understand the why much more, then they're much more engaged in making it happen. Because the why part is what we really miss. And when you look at some of the people who are really engaged at work, they get it. They get that purpose. They jump out of bed in the morning because they've got a purpose. You see the people who are working for charities or for medical, for the NHS, for instance, in the UK, and I'm sure it's the same across the world, who are committed to being that first responder, run towards danger. Why? Because I'm here to save a life. Why? Because I'm here to protect my society from things going wrong. Those are people really got the why. They're not just turning up for a paycheck. They turn up because they get it, because they invest, because they understand their purpose is bigger than themselves. And we don't do that in business. Now, I know it might be difficult for someone who stood on an assembly line just doing X, Y, and Z, but that's how you play the real game of a leadership, is to make that purpose more than the norm. Setting that why, setting the purpose, and making sure everyone around you gets it. And to do that, you've got to get the purpose. You've got to understand your personal why. You've got to say, this is something I really want to do. I want to invest in that company. And that energy will then flow through you into your directs, and they will be committed. But how do you do that? Well, it's like you do with anything else. You've got to start talking about it. You've got to understand it yourself. Then you've got to communicate it. And then you've got to over-communicate it. Make sure it's part of your daily routine to speak about your purpose. Why not have a meeting with a KPI that says, are we fulfilling our purpose today? I've never seen it. What a great thing to see. Are we fulfilling our purpose today? And what are the measures of that purpose? Are we doing the right thing day in, day out to make sure we do everything we can in the right manner to make sure my business is successful? So that's my first take on the Big Five for Leadership, first part of it. There will be some more to follow. We're going to look about directions and standards. We're going to look at setting goals and making a plan, monitoring results, and that idea of holding people to account and celebrating. So some more to come. But in the short term, please give us your feedback on this ideas around your purpose. Obviously, there's lots of stuff out there about it, but please go read about it. See if there's anything you think I could benefit from, because I'm always up for feedback, as it's a gift. And you can send your feedback to managermattpodcast@gmail.com. I will be reading all of them and answering them as soon as I can. But that's it for this week's Manager Matt. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Manager Matt podcast. We hope you found it interesting, helpful, and actionable. One last thing, please leave a quick review on iTunes or with your podcast provider, as it helps to spread the word of Manager Matt. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you did like anything in particular, send an email to managermattpodcast@gmail.com or visit managermatt.co.uk for more content. Feedback is a gift, so let's keep giving. See you next week.